Now, by next Wednesday, the new government made up of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and regional independence will be in place. But ahead of that finish line, there will be weekend meetings. The Fine Gael party will hold several regional meetings to ratify the programme for government, while Fianna Fáil will hold a special ordesh on Sunday. The speculation continues over who might take the top positions at cabinet and who might be dropped. But there's also a lot of focus on the last minute calls from the independents. Regional independents put forward a proposal so that those not serving as ministers could be allowed to sit on the opposition benches and secure dual speaking rights. For more on this, we're joined by the Irish Examiner political reporter Tadhg McNally. Good morning, Tadhg. Firstly, these requests from independent TDs who had pledged to support the government, they're now looking for this dual speaking time from the opposition benches. So it's really sparking claims that they wanted both ways. Can you explain this and who's leading this call?
Yeah, so this is essentially a row about speaking time, as you said. The new Dáil, when it sits again next Wednesday, it's going to be split into two blocks. So there'll be the government seats and there will be the opposition seats. It's all based on a thing called either party groups or technical groups. So these technical groups, which is what the regional independent group is, can only be formed in opposition. It restricts, who can sit where in the Dáil. So now that we have a programme for government agreed, there are several regional independent TDs who are now going to be serving as ministers. They will no longer technically be part of the regional independent group, while the remaining four TDs who are signed up to the deal are hoping to sit on the opposition benches. Now, this is sort of eating into the overall opposition time. It would allow these sort of four TDs to be able to ask questions at leaders' questions, ask questions of the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, to other government ministers on opposition time. Now, there's obviously a lot of criticism of this now over the last day since this became an issue, with members of the opposition describing it as regional independents looking to have their cake and eat it by both being in government and sitting on the opposition benches.
Is this an early test for the new Ceann Comhairle, Verona Murphy, of what's to come?
I think so. The calls yesterday at the Dáil's Business Committee were listened to, seemingly, but there won't be any kind of decision on this until next week when the actual government is formed on Wednesday. There's proposals from the opposition, from Sinn Féin, from the Sock Dems, from Labour, for basically new Dáil standing orders to be created that would allow, because under the current rules, technical groups aren't technically allowed to serve in government. But there's a push now from the other opposition parties to allow those rules to be changed by Verona Murphy, the new Ceann Comhairle, to allow technical groups to sit on government benches. That would solve this issue, but it would also be a bit of a blow for Michael Lowry and the other regional independents who have sought this sort of carve out.
Now, you're reporting in the Irish Examiner that some Fine Gael TDs feel that too much leeway has been afforded to the independents. We've seen there of the requests for more allowances, benefits. So what is actually being said in terms of the frustration around it?
Yes, so this sort of talk came out after the deal was formally talked about by the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs last Wednesday. Basically, there were some murmurings within Fine Gael that the two government parties has essentially ceded too much power to the independents. There's going to be five junior ministries given over to the independents, two of which will be super junior ministries that sit at cabinet. And there were concerns that this could potentially come at the expense of influence of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs in any incoming administration. I don't know if it's quite in a response to this, but as part of the new government, there will be a record number of junior ministers, going from 20 in the previous administration to 23. Three in this new government. So that's an increase of three, which is the highest ever. We've never had more junior ministers than this. There's also some complaints about just some discussion around the new salaries and expenses that these junior ministers have. With reporting this morning that under the new plans they'll be able to get a travel allowance depending on how far away they live. So the likes of TDs who might live in Donegal or in Kerry, the furthest away from Dublin would be able to claim, as much as €32,000 in travel and accommodation expenses.
And Tadhg, the new lineup of ministers, that'll be known next week, but it doesn't stop all of us trying to predict. And there are likely to be changes to some big portfolios like health and justice.
Yeah, so we're likely to see the Justice portfolio in particular move to Fianna Fáil from Fine Gael. It is unclear as to who we might see it moving into that role. There has been speculation about the junior Justice Minister for Fianna Fáil, James Brown. There's also speculation about Jim O'Callaghan, the Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South, who is in the mix there as well. On health, that role is likely to go to Fine Gael, with Don Leary TD. Jennifer Carr McNeill being one of the key names there. There's other names that are floating about for other portfolios. In Fianna Fáil, it's likely that the Children's Minister will go there, and Mary Butler, the Waterford TD, is being mentioned. James Lawless is also being pegged for promotion, as is Dara Cleary. And in Fine Gael, Martin Hayden is potentially being pegged as the next Minister for Agriculture.
And I'm sure all that speculation will continue until we have that clarity next week. The Irish Examiner political reporter, Tadhg McAnally, thank you very much.